What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Remember last week we were talking Ozzy Osbourne passed, and
don't sound so excited about that.
No, I'm not. And you were talking about was it Malcolm
Jamal Warner?
Jamal
yes,
Warner.
Sir.
And you said, is he in the same class? Because they says they come in threes. And I said he is for some people, but he's not the megastar that the others were. And I thought about that this morning because this guy is not the mega global star of most of that ilk, but he's a huge loss, and probably a lot of people know about Tejano music,
yeah,
but they don't know who defined it and who brought it to mainstream audiences. And in some circles, this guy is a huge loss. Figgy, give me a little taste of R.I.P. Flaco Jimenez.
Hey baby, que paso?
Of course. Flaco Jimenez, I mean, this guy, he performed with Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, the Rolling Stones, Linda Ronstadt. I'm trying to think of some others that I know he did, but absolute monster. And as much as Selena, you know, thinks Tejano music, and she came away around a little later, Flaco Jimenez and the Texas Tornadoes, they brought it to mainstream and won like multiple Grammys. This guy was a legend and passed away at age 86.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't realize Flaco Jimenez had passed. Like, I saw some people yesterday posting some Flaco Jimenez, and I was like, oh, man, yeah, this is dope. But I didn't realize that this was the impetus. So, yeah, no,
86.
Absolutely. Good run. Good run.
Absolute legend. Really good run.
Good run.
Yeah.
I think that's how that counts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you know me. I'm young and soaring with youthful ignorance at times. And coming into training camp, I was very excited. I think we all were.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I came into it with was a staunch belief that heat ain't nothing. And I still maintain that heat ain't nothing. However, I will acquiesce in one way. The ways in which, hey, you know, doing all this practice and eventually guys kind of get run down or whatever, I was like, all right, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that happened to us. what am I doing? Standing around, watching football, sitting around, watching football, running my mouth. What am I actually doing?
Yeah.
When I tell you today, I am feeling it. Today, and it's not like feeling it in my body. I feel the fatigue.
You get drained, yeah.
I did not anticipate like the level of drain that I've had today that I didn't think that would come. And it really is just like training camp takes it out of you, man.
Look, man, I – nobody's going to feel sorry for us because we get to do this thing.
You shouldn't.
And sit, you know, field side and all that. But it's a real thing. You sit out in the sun for 8-9 days, just straight for hours on end. I don't care who you are, man. It's going to drain you a little bit. No, I feel you. I feel you on that 100%.
Yeah. Does it change over 30 years of doing it?
No. No, it gets worse.
Oh.
It gets worse.
I was like, maybe you're like, oh, I figured out the way to do it.
That's
no.
That's why when we were talking about this, Figgy, you know, we talk about it every year, like what we're going to end up doing at training camp and being out there. And then, of course, you know, how long we're going to be out there. I'm like, I'm coming back. I'm coming back
to the studio.
Don't worry about me. I'll be back at the studio. I'll be back there.
Yeah, I was just like, oh.
It drains you.
I am starting to feel the effects. Did not realize that would happen, but here we are.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I got to confess, man, I think I'm at a point, I guess, in our age and I guess the times where you start getting people looking at shows and movies back in our time and start complaining about it and start picking it apart.
Yeah.
So it's an R&B artist by the name of Ari Lennox.
Mm-hmm.
And she has something to say about the show Martin. Now, if you're not familiar with the show Martin, it's pretty much a lot of people compare it to Seinfeld a little bit. It's a show about nothing. Mm-hmm. They just doing random stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the things they used to do on this show is Martin used to always go back and forth with his girlfriend's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Pam, who is a beautiful dark-skinned woman.
Mm-hmm.
And Ari said that, I think she tweeted something like, she always felt the type of way because the jokes were felt a little too disrespectful, so it's hard for her to kind of watch Martin now.
Oh God!
And I'm just like, man, are we at that point where now some of our legendary shows about to get picked apart?
Yes.
I'm just so irritated with that, man. I hate it here so much. The thing is, to me, I felt like she didn't really watch the show because not only Martin was picking on the character Pam in the show, Pam was also picking on Martin in the show.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, are we going to talk about all the short jokes that Pam was saying to Martin?
Right. Right.
Like, is it this? Should I feel a little disrespected?
Yeah.
So I just hate it here, man. I feel like we're going to get to a point where all of my favorite TV shows and movies eventually going to get banned, or it's going to be very insensitive to play.
You know what's funny about that? I was thinking about, well, as you were talking, because like Seinfeld, very, very, you know, disrespectful and insulting at times, and maybe things that you couldn't get away with today. Same thing with Martin. Hey, go back to the 70s and some of those shows, like the Jeffersons.
See,
in the Family.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm worried about, man. I feel like they're going to start digging in the crate a little further back.
Yeah. Oh, they'll dig them up.
I'm sure somebody going to go to Andy Griffin or Leave the Beaver like, wait a minute, why wasn't even, there was no black people in this show?
Yeah.
I just feel so disrespected over this.
Yeah.
Man, just don't even go back. Just focus on now.
It's comedy.
Yeah, just focus on now, man. Don't go back in the day and then come up with a think piece. I'm kind of tired of it, man.
A think piece. All right, I kind of hate myself for this, but I got to be honest. I'm starting to really like Cam Ward, and I'm pulling for him. This guy, I know, Titans, I hate the Titans. I hate, what's her name? And then Amy Adams Strunk.
That's her.
I hate the Titans. This kid is impressive, man. I mean, listen to this right here.
I'd say, yes, sir. I've grown up, watched my dad wake up at 4:30 doing a job he didn't like. So, you know, if I can't wake up early and do what I need to do for a job I do like, I shouldn't be playing football. And that goes for everybody in the locker room. If you can't have the expectation for yourself that you want to be with a good or a great player and want to put the work in, I just think that's how it should go. I just think good things only come to those who work.
I mean, this kid has just got, he's mature, he's got it all. He's been through the ringer, he's climbed the ranks, he's taken control of that locker room. I'm not saying he worries me as like on the football field, but he's an impressive cat that just in a weird way, even though I hate that team, I'm kind of pulling for.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, look, ain't he a product from around here anyways?
Well, I know he went to Incarnate Word for a while. I don't know if he was from Texas.
West Columbia, Texas,
West
baby.
West Columbia, that's right.
Yeah, man, he's from around here. Of course he's good people.
Yeah.
Like, of course you knew that. But, I mean, no, that's always been the thing about Cam Ward. You mentioned he went to Incarnate Word.
Yeah.
Then he transferred, was it Oregon State? Then he went to Miami. Like, this is a dude that's went and got it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and it's
I'm
not like.
I'm pulling for the kid.
And it's worth noting, right? Yeah. That particular trajectory, Incarnate Word to Oregon State, to Miami, mm-hmm. that's not a guy who I went to a big place and then I went to go find a place where I could actually get some playing time.
Yeah.
That is some I got it out the mud stuff, and you could see it in his demeanor. The thing that I have against Cam Ward is nothing to do with his personality nor his demeanor. It's just I don't know that he is that level of player that fits with being a number one overall pick, with all due respect to him, because I do think he has the capability of being a solid quarterback.
So does that make me a bad person? That I'm pulling for.
I will leave that to the text line 713-572-4610.
I would say yes.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm a bad person.
Yes, you said you're a bad
yes.
person.
You can't root for the ops, man.
What about that? You know, the proverbial, I'm going to root for him all but 2 weeks. You know, that kind of thing.
Nah, you can't root for the ops.
Yeah, because those wins over there are still counting.
They still count in your AFC division.
It's very unfortunate, but you can't.
But how do you not like this kid?
I mean, some people don't like people that know that that know how they feel, right?
Yeah.
Like that are like pretty strong in their demeanor. But I like him.
Yeah.
I like him as a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out again to West Columbia.
Yeah.
Oh, Washington State. I kept saying Oregon State. Apologies. Appreciation to Clint Sterner. That you know what I'm going to blame that on?
Mm-hmm.
I've been out here.
The heat.
It's starting to wear on me. That's I should have known better. I appreciate Clint.
Delirious.
Get me wrong. And you know what? I'm also concerned about this. Like, my confession is, I don't know that I've read a story that has scared me more than this story that I read yesterday. And this is from the Associated Press, mind you. Like, this ain't
legit.
From one of them. This is legit. As legit as I think you could possibly get. You want me to give you the headline?
Yeah, man.
Radioactive wasp nest uncovered at South Carolina nuclear facility.
Oh, my God. There are so many words in that one headline.
You want me to read it one more time?
That are terrifying.
Radioactive, one. Wasp nest.
Two.
Uncovered at South Carolina nuclear facility.
There's three.
Yeah. The nest had a radiation level 10 times what is allowed by federal regulation, but no wasps were found.
Because they fly. That's why. There are radioactive wasps flying around in South Carolina.
How far do you think a Hulk wasp would go to sting somebody? That's the only thing, because I'm already not very fond of wasps. I am your friend that sees something flying and is like not running and yelling, but I'm repositioning myself to get myself a little bit further away from it. And now you're talking about radioactive versions? Like, I don't know what that does. Look, I've watched too many comic movies and read too many comic books. Like, that's gamma radiation in my mind.
I'm kind of laughing because it is like, what? Radioactive wasp. That's where we are right now. But it is like, they're out there. They're out there somewhere. I'm 100% with you on that.
Yeah, that scared the ever living mess out of me, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
Figure you got one more?
Oh, no, I know. I thought we was going to break.
Okay. Well, then let's do that. If you got, I was like, hey, also, you just over there quiet on the radioactive wasp. You just good? You ain't got no concerns? Yeah. You all right with that?
Oh, yeah. I'm always concerned over stuff like that. But I'm glad I ain't in South Carolina or wherever it is.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to be completely honest. I have set up a Google alert. I would like to know the next time that the radioactive wasps show up.
That's actually a pretty good call.
Yeah, I'm going to be tracking that story because I feel like I'm going to need to keep an eye on
that. Cited in Texas. Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, now that'd be the one thing that finally gets me to think about possibly moving out of Texas is, here come the radioactive wasps.
Yeah.
Here they come. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you for rocking with our lunchtime confessions here. Coming up next, we sat down with Cal and Hannah McNair. I thought... to talk a little bit, and we had a lot of fun doing it. So coming up next, you'll get to hear that conversation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.